That's pretty good data.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And this is just Texas, Explore Texas Colleges. ACU, Abilene Christian University.
Well, I know, but is that okay?
$34,000 a year. Good school.
$34,000 a year?
Uh-huh. Angelina Colleges in Lufkin, which has 1,500 students, is $3,300 a year.
I mean, how much are you making? I mean, how much do you... How much did your college cost? You know what? I'm going to ask that question. It's a good question for the show.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about doing this pre-warm-up, because I start asking questions that I really want to ask, and then it's like, shit, no, this is good for the actual show, you know?
Any time after my turkey stick.
Let me just let you eat the turkey stick. Turkey stick, got my turkey stick.
Let me make this clear, short, simple, and to the point. If you have the idea for a website, you need a server to put it on. That's your hosting provider. You need Bluehost, one of the easiest and cheapest options out there. A website is the cornerstone for any business these days due to the demand of convenience and automation in our lives. All you need to do is get started, and there's no time like the present. Bluehost is about $4 a month out of your pocket so that you can present that dope idea to the world, like I have on my very own Bluehosted site, skyfi.co. That's $4 a month, guys, cheaper than the fancy cup of coffee at Starbucks. I left the link to Bluehost in my show notes. Be sure and check it out to get the juicy deets. In the meantime, let's get back to my very own toasty content.
What's up, toasters? This is The Unpopular Opinion, where we talk about controversial topics in casual conversation. I wanted to just get things off, hit them off real quick, get into it. You know, let's dive deep.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're going to talk about college and why you shouldn't go. No, I'm just kidding. Why it's so expensive. All right. That's where we're going to go today. And it might be a 50-50. There might not be an unpopular opinion about it. But from what I've found, there are definitely some big advocates about it. So maybe we'll talk about all of it. Actually, no, I guarantee you we'll talk about all of it. We always talk about all of it. Mm-hmm. We're just
a little scatterbrained.
Yep. Okay, let's get to it. First and foremost, though, let me give a shout out to my guys at Bluehost. They will host your website, and they're the best at it. I use them personally. It's the server that your website's on. You got to have a good server, and it's got to be fast so that Google will like you. And that's the point. So hit them up if you want a website, and we got a link in the show notes. All right, on to the actual show. So basically, we were talking about it earlier. You know, we're just chilling. We're just talking. So I didn't go to college. Well, okay, I can't say that. I dropped out of seventh grade. No, I'm just kidding. I went to college. I went to a junior college, and it was in my small town, East Texas. It was in Tyler, actually. It's actually a bigger town, but whatever.
What college was it?
TJC, Tyler Junior College.
That's super exciting. What was your mascot?
The Apaches, bro. Trust me.
Racist.
I was a 2%er, no doubt.
Okay.
Like you said earlier. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Point is, I went for auto tech. I didn't really care. I just wanted to get out of it, get it done, get out, right? Went for a trade. And that's what I will say. I think trades might be a little bit different than...
Well, going to a trade school in my opinion, way more valuable than going to a four-year university.
Ooh, okay. So, that's a big statement.
Unpopular opinion, maybe.
But I totally feel like you're right. I also, I don't know, Maddie B over here went to A&M for political science major.
I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in
and
poli sci.
That's it, dude. That's what I'm talking about. And that's like, you know, I mean... I mean,
I have a lot of knowledge in my head. That's one thing. I was well-educated. I am well-educated. So, that's something I can always kind of... almost literally rest my laurels.
So what you're saying is...
college is what you make of it.
Your boy's a chump. He's a freaking genius. You know?
Well, college is what you make of it. I'm just saying, year over year, you've probably made more money than me. Because you learned a trade, you stuck to it, and then you stuck with a program.
Yeah.
Whereas I kind of bounced around of gone from job to job.
Well, here what's and interesting is that now you're in the same position I was in.
Yeah.
But not trying to do anything here. I'm trying to like show the vibe here. Exactly. Like, you know, it's you get into America, real world America, and you're like, oh, ish, I need a job.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It hits you really fast.
And it's not. Yeah. I feel like it's almost like they, maybe you think that you walk out of college just like you walked out of high school and you're going right into the next thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is not how life works, mm-hmm. really, realistically, right?
And that's, I mean, that's basically how you're raised, though. You know, you're raised, you know, you go from elementary school to intermediate to middle to high school. And it's just, it literally is, like you said, one thing after the other, year after year. It's all set up for you, you know. And then in college, you kind of, you pick your own classes.
Yeah.
And you might have a, you may have a part-time job, whereas I don't think most students today have part-time jobs.
So let's head it back and come back around to this, this cost thing, right? So it costs, I think college is worth probably a fourth, you know, a quarter of what it was 20 years ago, maybe 30 years.
Yeah, a lot of people say that what you learn in college today is what people were learning in high school, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Well, and if that's true, which honestly it sounds like it might be true.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, because they say that today's the new master program is the new bachelor's, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like we're just going to keep doing that, right?
Yeah, because education has become a lot more common. A lot more people are educated today. A lot more people attend college per capita. So, yeah, it is
I mean,
definitely trending that direction. But at the same time, the value of education versus the cost, like you said, you know, well, like you alluded to, is probably not worth it.
Right. And I think that,
comes to,
you know, I think
most colleges,
you know, best college is Google. I'm just kidding.
That's a good point, though. I mean, you learn like you can learn anything on the internet that you can learn in a classroom, literally.
Well, yeah, you just don't. And see, but that's interesting too, because you say, well, you don't know if it's factual, you don't know if it's right, but like, do you know if your professor is right
exactly.
or if he's biased?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, we can talk about the liberal bias in colleges,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
all day long.
Well, this is not a freaking political episode, okay, Matt?
I'll make
so
it one.
So shut the heck up. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Gosh. Woo! Anyway, going to this Business Insider post, it basically told me in 1980, college was about $9,438 for a average cost of tuition, room, and board, right? Not going to tell you Business Insider is the smartest place on earth, but I'm also not going to tell you it's Washington Post. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but the number has increased since then to 23,872, and I'm guessing that's an academic year like we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
That's an academic year cost.
Most likely, yeah.
There's no way in heck they're like, it's 23,000 for 4 years, because then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well,
right, we wouldn't
not
be.
The average, no.
So it's gone from 9,400 to 2,300. Supposedly, that's about, supposedly. I haven't done math on this. Because I didn't go to college, but 1980 to 2014, get it together, you. It grew by nearly 260%. Meanwhile, the normal cost of products in America grew by 120%. I say in America, maybe it's just all over the place.
That's interesting.
I mean, what you see? What you got?
So for so this is collegecalc.org, and they're getting their information from the U.S. Department of Education 2018-2019 IPEDS survey and reflect reported costs for the 2018-2019 academic year. So this is about Texas specifically.
Because we're in Texas. Texas forever!
Yes, Texas is the best state.
we have no bias. Texas is awesome.
Exactly.
No, but for real, like, let's be honest.
The average annual in-state tuition for college was $10,824 for Texas academic school year 2018-2019.
Wait, how much was that?
$10,824.
That was the average of a year?
Tuition
in
alone.
In Texas.
Tuition alone.
Tuition alone.
No cost of living, no books.
Okay.
No fees.
So they're adding $1,300 for the average, but this is just in Texas.
No, that's, yes, though this is $3,500 lower than the U.S. average, so. They're probably, Business Insider is probably getting their data from Department of Education as well.
I mean, TBH, Texas has one of the best economies as far as states go.
If not the best.
If not the best.
It is the 13th biggest economy in the world.
Yeah.
Texas.
Hey.
Is.
Yeah, brother.
Well, California is like number 9 in the world.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy to think
California's
about? California
number 9?
As a state. Oh,
just
yeah,
because they have so many freaking people
Silicon
running around.
Valley in Hollywood.
There's no, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And
it's
their
like
agriculture
everyone
is
everyone else is in critical debt and then Hollywood. You know? It's well, like critical debt crisis. And
they're
then
in debt too.
Hollywood,
geez.
You know? Well, yeah. Yeah, right.
All over the place.
Yeah, let me get a pretzel. Hold on.
The state is just on fire. Like metaphorically and literally. The state of California is on fire.
Dude.
Metaphorically, literally.
Still on fire. Dunsky's, bro.
I feel bad, though, for all the animals in California. They're dealing with the wildfires. I don't feel as bad for the people because they're Californians. I'm just kidding. I'm just, this is a joke. I'm sorry. That was brutal.
Watch them be our biggest audience. Oh, sorry.
It's funny because everybody thinks I'm from California because of the hair and everything.
The way you talk, dude. It's like you're freaking high all the time.
The way I talk like a normal person.
Right now, you do? Well, usually on the mic, you talk like a normal person. I'm just saying.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Okay, I don't believe you is what you're saying. But for real, you come up and you're like, hey. It's like,
I'm just very relaxed. I'm a very relaxed person.
Oh, what is it being high? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I wouldn't know.
Never done that? Man, I've been to college. I've been there. Been there and done that. Okay, back to the subject. Sorry, Grammy. Okay, so.
And all our other loyal fans, dang. Just kidding.
Okay. Let me know. Okay. I lost my place. This is a change. Okay. So the thing is, I feel like I was reading this article and the change in college tuition in Texas from last year to this year was $67 on average. So it went up $67, which is way less than inflation. It's 0.60% annual increase.
It's just in Texas though,
in
right?
In Texas. Yeah. I feel like in general, college prices are starting to plateau because people are getting that. Okay, it's not all. It's not for everyone.
Hopefully,
and
yeah.
You don't have to go to college. So the most popular college in Texas was Texas A&M.
I thought my mic was like faced the wrong way for a second.
I think it's just yourself.
It is just me, yeah.
So,
but yeah, okay.
Dude, 59,000 students at Texas A&M. That's full time students. That's like, you know. 18 to 22 year olds mostly. And then there's about 40,000 graduate students, 40 to 50,000 graduate students.
Okay, so let's get down to it.
There's like 100,000 people at Texas A&M. A lot of people.
So,
and
how much did you, how, well, keep going.
I was going to say, I'm about to tell you. So he was about to ask, how much did I pay for college?
Whoa, you don't read my mind? That's what I was going to ask.
It's $8,300 a year.
How much?
$8,300.
Okay.
Lower than the state average.
That is lower than state average.
It's
a
good,
also
a great,
decent
yeah, great education.
Amount.
There are lots of fees. Those books are expensive. And then cost of living is decent in College Station. Probably slightly, it's a little bit less than Fort Worth.
Well, see, because you go to a college town and it's literally, that's what they're there for.
Yeah, it's literally called College
People
Station.
People wake up and go and work for a diner outside of the college. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah. No, that's...
But it's a weird economy.
The economy is kind
town.
Of based on... And it, man, it used to ebb and flow a lot with this academic school year, but now a lot of people are staying more in the summer because it's getting to be more and more of a fun place to live. There's a lot more to do now than there was 10, 15 years
really?
Ago. Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
I always imagine College Station being like...
So everyone would just kind of flock.
You go and you party with
and
people.
Then the so the population of College Station as a town, with Bryan College Station is... They're two different cities, but they're literally... The municipalities are touching. So it's like kind of like one big twin city type of thing going on. But anyway, they're
interesting.
Their population together is like 150,000 or something like that. So 100,000 students... Out of 150,000 people, imagine, you know, just 40% of the entire population of your town leaving for a summer every year. You know, the traffic is lighter, the businesses are slower. It's way different. It's crazy. So the whole economy kind of slows down in the summer and gears way up during, like, literally doubles in football season.
And so I can imagine how people that are in the know and have the money are going to lobby somehow. Is anyone else able to make money off of college besides the college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The company I worked for, Hungry Howie's Pizza.
No, I know you're saying with the crowd comes money, but I'm like
a lot of
literally
money.
They do something for the college, they get money. That's what I'm saying.
We made pizza for classes, like directly
for
the students all the time.
Okay.
Like in class.
I'm talking about like
paid for.
Is there any weird incentives going on behind the scenes that you don't see? You know what I mean?
Not really. You know, it's all out in the open. It has to be. It's a public university. Well, with Texas A&M specifically, yeah. It's a public university. I'm pretty sure all of their budget is fully disclosed to the public. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm assuming it is because it's a public university.
Because in order to get government funding for a public university, you probably have to be transparent.
Mm-hmm. If I had to guess, it's probably state law.
Okay. Interesting.
But I don't know for certain. It's interesting to... I'd be interested to find out.
So let's just go with this then. You spent about $8,300. Cool. Meanwhile, little
on
Timmy
tuition.
Over here,
yeah,
went to college, and I spent $1,500. Yeah, $1,500 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I went like a year and a half, so it was like whatever. To be honest, didn't even finish because I got a job at BMW. So I was like, screw this, got
yep.
a job, right? And I obviously never envisioned myself going to a job that I went to college for and staying there.
Hmm.
So there's no reason for me to go to college because I'm going to go to college, get out of college, work someplace for 4 years, get absolutely go insane working there because I'm ADHD AF in my life as well as my normal personality.
Yeah, you can't.
And I have this vision. And so there was no way for me to slow down and think, yeah, 10 years I'm going to be at one place.
Is that how long you've been at Arlington?
No, actually.
How long have you been there? 5?
I've been there for probably 3 years.
3, okay.
But I jumped around from dealership to dealership or whatever, right?
Because
my idea was I can be a mechanic anywhere, and so that's one of the benefits,
that's
right?
That's the beauty of being
Let's in go car- travel, yeah!
I was going to say, that's the beauty of being in the car business, is whether you're a manager, whether you're in sales, whether you're in service, whatever, you can get up and go.
Right.
Anywhere
and,
in the country. It's kind of cool. Kind of a nice thing.
That was a nice thing, and also... Like I said, I had this vision or whatever, so just decided that I would keep going anyway. I wouldn't need a job from a college degree. That's dumb because I was going to end up doing my own thing, you know? I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that from the get-go. I know who I am, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, screw that.
That's cool.
But I think a lot of people don't know. They don't know who they are, first of all. They don't know what they want, second of all. And they go to college because their parents told them to. And then they end up in $100,000 of debt.
That's exactly.
And they have no idea how to deal with it.
That's exactly what happened to me.
And that's what I'm thinking.
I told my mom, I want to get into cars. That's what I want to do.
Wait, hold on. What?
You're describing literally what happened to me.
When you actually tell the story, you know what? Tell the story.
I'm going to tell a story.
Little
bro.
Maddie B growing up.
Here we go. Here I am, 18 years old. And
did you mean to do that?
Shut this?
Yeah, we're lost now. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
So I'm 18 and my mom gives me a choice. It's a fair choice, I will say. She says, look, you can go to trade school. And
was she paying?
Here's the choice.
Go ahead.
You're bringing it all up. Perfect timing.
My bad.
Good segues. Kind of. So she offers me this choice and is like, okay, you can go to the trade school and do the car thing, but you got to pay your own way. Or you can go to a 4-year university in state of your choice. And I'll pay for it. So I was like, only stupid people pass up free college, you know?
Well, okay.
And I didn't have a job my freshman year, so I was literally focused purely on school.
She's paying for the school, though.
Yeah.
Full on paying for the
school,
right?
She paid for my school, my rent, and all of my living expenses.
Yeah. Okay. And
well,
I think
both my parents did, I should say.
I think there's a... something to be said here, though, you know, because, like...
Not everybody has that opportunity, exactly. But the choice right. between, you know, doing my own thing and going... So if I had to pay my own way, either way, hands down, I would have been in trade school and I've been doing what I'm doing literally 10
sooner,
years ago.
Right?
10 years ago.
Right. It's exactly. See, my idea was that, what if I get this out of the way sooner, since I know I'm going to just not do it for that long.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can't stand it. And my cap was 10 years for being in BMW. That's my cap. I'm at okay. 6 years with BMW as a whole.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking, oh, I'll change and do something different. Now I'm an advisor. 10 years is still my cap. And at 10 years, I'm going to be doing something different.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
having to work, maybe. But my point in saying all this is that, well, I also couldn't pay for college. There's no way I could have paid for it. Because I was paying for it myself.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I did exactly what you would have done if you would have paid for it yourself.
Exactly. So
I did trade school.
I ended up going to Texas State my freshman year, Texas State in San Marcos. And I was in business management my freshman year. That was my major. So I was like, I want to own my own business. I want to own my own shop.
Right.
That's all still what I want to do eventually. Restoration shop, specifically. And I go to school. And then I have this pecan orchard in Comanche, Texas that we're running. And I know. Long story short,
I want some pecans at the pecan orchard.
Exactly, yes, sir.
Okay.
And I wanted to run that. So, change gears, go to Texas A&M University, change my major to agricultural economics, which is what a lot of farmers major in. A lot of the farmers I've talked to since then went to Texas A&M and majored in ag econ. So, kind of
ag econ.
Yeah. So
you call it?
Yeah.
Sounds like an anime convention.
AggieCon 2020.
Yeah.
See your favorite stars there.
Okay, I can't do that. Sorry.
Okay.
That was not...
Hey.
Edit.
Cut and resume.
Yes, go ahead.
And so I went to Blinn University or Blinn College for a while in Bryan, Texas, which is like
Blinn. Oh,
it's almost like a feeder into A&M.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. Everyone
yeah.
goes to Blinn, and
it's
then they
the
go
trough.
To A&M. You know,
yeah,
the trough.
Yeah,
gosh, dude,
that's what I call it.
Little Blinn, little funnel. A&M.
Yeah, pretty much. It's it kind of weeds
Throw
out
up
some
a
people.
Graph here. No,
some people
kidding.
Don't make it to Blinn. Some people either go like, oh, I'm gonna go to Tarleton because I keep applying to A&M and they don't let me in. So sorry, Tarleton, but you get all the
A&M
rejects.
Oof.
I had some friends go to Tarleton. It's a good school. Actually, side note, it's funny. I was watching a different podcast today. I don't want to mention it, but
why?
The host Okay, it was a Ben Shapiro podcast. And
okay. Now I see why you didn't want to mention it.
Anyway,
this
so
has nothing to do with that though. We're good.
So the host is like, mentioning a he talks about an analysis that a political science professor made, who was from Tarleton, in Stephenville.
Oh,
so awesome!
They got
I was
some,
like,
they
I was
got
like,
some
hey,
rep.
Look at that, hitting close
rep.
To home. My my nanny lives in Stephenville. So
there you go, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. Neato.
Got to represent, son.
So I moved from San Marcos to A&M.
Yeah.
Get my ag geek on.
Gosh.
On. And, dude, then that's when I tell you, then I mentioned this in a previous episode. I read Rand Paul's book while I'm at Blinn, and I'm like, Liberty Defined.
Rand Paul's book?
Ron Paul. Sorry.
Ron Paul's Ron book, Paul. Liberty Defined.
Yeah.
There we go.
And I was like.
And then.
Know. Big old head explosion, and I was like, I gotta do politics.
Gotta do that post
side. I've always
if
been
we're abbreviating.
I've always been into it. I've always been into cars and politics. It's like my thing. And history, you know, history is part of politics, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah.
And specifically, like presidential history and 20th century history, I find.
So, if you guys have seen our earlier posts, earlier podcasts, earlier videos, whatever, yeah, this guy knows his stuff, and he definitely throws it out there. And I can ask him any question pretty much that's like, hey, who is this president at this time? Yeah, that might sound cheesy and like, you don't know the presidents? Wow, you idiot. And I am the idiot. That's fine. But I'll ask him, and he'll just spit it out. You know, who is the Federal Reserve president at this time? Oh, that guy? Okay, what? And it just surprises me. He knows the facts. That's why he's on the freaking show. Not
why
the
I'm
only
here.
Reason, obviously.
Co-host.
He's definitely an asset to have, and I think that his education has paid off in that regard.
But that's what I'm saying. I have all the knowledge up here.
But here we're at. Here we are. You have all the knowledge, and you're using it for
a podcast
that's capitalists, and you're making it, you know, yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and it's interesting to me because I don't want to pay. What did it end up being? What did it end up being for you? What is that? That's like $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pay $40,000 just to have the knowledge, just to make a podcast.
Right.
Not saying that's what you're doing, because you're not specifically doing that.
Right.
But I'm saying that, you know, just the podcast represents a lot. It's like a metaphor, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that stuff just to realize I'm going to own my own shop, or I'm going to do this and that. You know, it's interesting. It just, maybe it just depends on if it pays off for you personally. Does
exactly.
that make sense?
Exactly. It's all what you make of it.
And if
that's what it comes down to.
You put effort in, a lot of it, just like anything else, you might get more out of it.
Exactly.
Yes.
What as
I
long
can't
as it's directed in the proper
you,
place.
Yeah, directed in the proper place. Mm-hmm. I can't promise that the good job for whatever reason is what you're going to want.
Yeah.
So to all those guys that are in high school right now, watching our show, or, you know, if you're about to go to college, you're 23 years old, definitely not saying that it's the ultimate choice for a job later.
Exactly.
You can't go to college thinking, oh, I'm going to get a job because I go to college.
Right.
That just can't
be it. And you may have your job, your idea of the job may be totally different than the reality of what it is, too. So, like, my idea of going into politics or going into political science or whatever it was totally different than reality. And once I got further into my major and my degree and started, you know, shaking different people's hands, I was like, man, I don't know if I want to do this, you know? Like, with cars, it's just, it came so naturally. Car people, I could relate to them more.
Hey, thanks,
so,
dude.
Yeah, you know.
I agree, man. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, a lot of things that our generation is making money with now.
Mm-hmm.
Would be something that our parents or their parents would scoff at. Maybe their parents mainly.
Oh, yeah. YouTube videos?
YouTube videos, yeah. Media.
Eight-year-old kid made, like, what, like $20 million on YouTube or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
in
something
one
like
year?
That. Yeah. You know, playing music. Like,
things, musicians have always made bank. I mean,
not made bank,
well,
but they definitely can make bank easier now.
That's true.
But that might just be because of a cause of having, you know, the social media and able to spread it more. But no matter. The point is that almost like hobbies are becoming hobbies for our grandparents and our parents are becoming the real deal.
Mm-hmm. It's because surviving has become so much easier. It's that simple.
Is what you think?
Yeah. Food comes from vending machines.
Since surviving has become so simple.
Rather than hunting.
Who needs college?
That's a good point, but that's at the same time,
Just checking our time.
How much were we at?
No, we're good. We're good. We have like 25 minutes on and
sweet.
Some of that's not even us like actually getting into it.
Cool.
Believe it or not, we talk before you guys see us, okay?
Yeah.
God.
We're real people.
Yeah.
Well, Sky's a real person.
Anyway. Turns out I'm lonely. I made an AI.
I'm a hologram like
that's
Michael
weird.
Jackson. Or a Tupac.
Tupac.
Do you think Tupac is alive still? Or
the conspiracy theory?
Yeah. How do you feel about conspiracy theories in general, just to get way off topic real quick?
I mean, there's some of them that are obviously believable. John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, dude.
I mean.
The Mafia.
We're about to talk about that later.
CIA, dude.
Next episode, John F. Kennedy, let's talk about it. I don't really want to be the conspiracy theory podcast, honestly.
That should be like a three-parter, dude. I could talk about JFK all day
really?
Long.
Oh, by the way, I think we should change our name.
So cool. Our name?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Dropping the bombshell, bro. Because there's actually more people than I thought.
With unpopular opinion? Yes. I saw that, too.
We're the real deal, okay? We're the one and only. We're the real thing.
Can we be the best one, though? I saw, like, BBC has a little thing. I'm like, BBC sucks.
You can't be the best one whenever everyone else is getting the hits.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah, that's lame.
It sucks to suck, you know? My channel is called Toaster Creations, so that's what people search. I don't even know if you can search unpopular.
You know what's
and
funny?
Us,
I was
you know?
Scrolling. I'm just like scrolling through YouTube. You
subscribe.
Know, that's what I do. And I'm just like, some stuff that I normally watch. Oh, There's Sky's face.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of your like shorts, one of your 5-minute videos or whatever.
Heck yeah, dude. Well, you subscribed to me, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why,
obviously.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, it's way down in the dump, and they're like, "Man, this guy, pff, you know what I mean?"
Well, so no, we gotta, there's a lot of other videos.
We
I
gotta like
to.
Try to, you know,
boost it up.
Making our way downtown, holding fast, something, something, and I'm homebound.
White Chicks. Okay. I hope you're quoting the movie White Chicks and not like trying to sing the song.
No, it the vision in my head was White Chicks.
Okay,
all right, not White Cheeks. I thought that's what
Thank
you were
God.
Saying. White Cheeks.
I'm a Texan, dude. We call it White Chicks down here.
White Cheeks. Okay.
It's the Wayne brothers. Is White Chicks. The Wayans.
Okay. Woo wee. And back around. All right, we're coming in hot.
College is what you make of it.
Yeah,
that's what it
is.
Comes down to.
And I think that it's still too expensive, whether it's what you make of it or not.
Agreed.
And I got commentary on Facebook. I put this on Facebook. Same unpopular opinion.
You put this on Facebook?
Yeah.
Without telling me?
I totally told you. This.
You did.
This was a while. Oof. This was a while back, actually. And let me get it up here. Here we go again, dude. Doing that thing.
Searching. Oh,
doing
I have to fill the
you.
Dead air while you're searching, huh?
Nah, not no. really. I mean, people like dead air.
Okay. I was getting somewhere.
See?
College is.
Oh, dude, I love this one. Oh, you're not on mobile ordering for Chipotle? Okay, boomer.
That's gross. Dude, I don't like Chipotle.
That's gross.
Hey, my unpopular opinion is Chipotle is garbage food.
Oh. That was Google. That was weird. She does not know what I'm doing here.
Wait.
Oh, my
God. Google
gosh.
Just said something?
Yeah.
Tony at work was saying that he was, like, talking with Randy, also another coworker of ours, and he... was just, you know, having a normal conversation, phone in his pocket.
Oh, 57 comments.
In his phone. Calm down, Google. And his
we don't have Wi-Fi right now. Sorry. Texas storms or whatever.
His phone, like, interjected in the conversation, like, 3 different times. Like, they were talking.
Yeah, but you got to understand, like, if I set off Google, right? If I said, like, it just happened just now.
Yeah.
If I say, hey, Google, or thinks I say, hey, Google, then it'll turn on, right?
Your lights.
That was weird. Anyway, that's because they're Chinese, okay? So.
Sky, you're in a very racially charged
mood.
This is
not good. Not good. Okay.
Disney's never going to talk to us again. Because we're going to piss off the Chinese.
Okay. Anyway, that doesn't mean anything, dude. It just means that. You know, they change colors
dude,
randomly.
They were the ones that made Mulan first, okay?
Okay. 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 Wow. If you say, hey, Google, then it'll pipe up like it just did. And it'll keep listening until you're done. And if you keep talking, it'll be like, sorry, I didn't get that. And then it'll stay up again. And then I keep talking and it'll keep listening. And it'll do it again and again and again.
Do you understand?
And it'll go off. See, okay. So it'll keep doing it if you just keep going sometimes.
That's
I don't have Wi-Fi right now.
Stresses me out, dude. The Alexa and Google and...
Okay, here it is, dude. You ready?
It's creepy.
Let's get back to the real thing.
Okay.
College degrees aren't even worth 25% of what they once were. That was ya boy hosting that. And then I said, how many people got a degree and don't use it? Or would say they don't necessarily need it for the job they do aside from the credential or piece of paper. You know, how you have to get a job, you have to have that piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can answer this question too. Hit us up in the comments, email us, whatever. Links in the show notes. I'm not asking about regret, I'm just asking about facts. 57 comments later. Here's someone. I have a master's in civil, and you can thank me for the infrastructure, dang. Uneducated civil, freaking plebe out here.
Civil engineering?
Infrastructure you enjoy. You can make money in any way these days. Like we just said, it's easy to make money. Just find your path and make it work for you. Some people make it work with degrees. Others, not so much.
Yep.
Good answer, Lambo L. Saidi.
Maybe his name is Saidi and he's got a Lambo.
Butchered that name. He's riding a... Okay, yeah, it doesn't matter. Next person. My mother has 5 degrees, including 2 masters and a doctorate. I feel like
No way she uses all those.
Yeah, no.
I don't care what she does.
Just get out of here. Yeah, you know what?
Next.
Of course, she never pushed me to go to college or helped pay. I have no degrees. I went into the workforce. This is taking a turn for the best, I think. Went into the workforce in 1978 and got into business and computers and always made just as much money as she did. Her degrees were in English, and she was a professor at LSU.
Well, that's why.
Oof. I would have loved to have gone to college for the experience. That I can agree with.
What, drinking too much and not working? Like, come
networking,
on, dude.
Networking, bro. Do you know where I would be right now if I had the network?
That's true.
That I'm trying to build right now.
The A&M network is pretty intense.
Does that make sense?
Like, if you ever ring.
Whether it's A&M or whoever, it doesn't matter. But I would be able to be like, I would even... It's like high school 2.0. So you walk into a freaking hallway and you're like, I don't know you. Let's get to know each other. Yeah. But if I'm on the street now, I don't know you. Let's get, who the heck are you, stranger? Oh my gosh. And they run away, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm stressed out of my mind because of work. You know? And you're just like, okay,
that's
wow.
How I didn't get to, honestly, you know? I didn't network a whole lot in college, but just because I was working full time the last 2 years I was in school. Well, I guess the last full year.
So, out of my 4 children, which I actually know one of her children, went to school with him. Only one went to college. He's making more than the others because of his 2 degrees, and he's younger. He also was military, and you make way more with a degree.
Well, it sounds like he's just all around.
So, I'm with the guy above. Depends on the field and how much you spent. Great. Not using mine, architect major. I create custom cakes now. Wow.
Are the cakes of buildings?
So true, bro. I have 2 bachelor degrees. Oh, so true, bro. Dude, punctuation is important, you know?
No. Well, yeah. Do you have 2 bachelor's degrees and you don't use punctuation?
And ended up in same business. And, okay, here it is. I'm going to read exactly how it is. So true, bro. I have 2 bachelor's degrees and ended up in same business I was in during college. No punctuation. That's how it is. No period. Use mine every day. Pharmacy. Okay, what I'm figuring out from this is exactly what we've said. You know, it just really depends.
It's
my problem is that what do people not know? Do we need 50-50. To do more? Okay, so like I said,
but the price is what specifically we should be talking about. The price of
is
tuition.
It though? Has it turned into this thing where parents pressure their kids to go to college and it
Absolutely.
Ruins everything?
Absolutely.
And I don't know
100%
if
and teachers
that's
it's all their fault
necessary. And teachers are doing the same thing. And also, you push these people to go to college, and I'm freaking out as a freaking, you know, 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. What do I do? What do I do? Oh, my gosh. Kind of like I'm freaking out right now, you know?
Yeah.
Because I get super worked up.
It wasn't like, are you going to go to college or what are you going to
do?
What college are you going to?
Have you thought about it yet? Why aren't you thinking about it?
Yeah.
What college are you going to now?
Exactly.
You know? And it was this thing of you literally get a counselor to tell you which college you're going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the college of my apartment. So... You know what? So shove off, lady. No, I'm just kidding.
Shove off. I'm going to go to the college of YouTube and just learn.
Dude, I'm just saying. YouTube University? Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Totes. It is. I know.
Yeah.
So, but I think this turned a different direction here. Yes, college is more expensive, and I think people know that. Like I was saying, I think it's 50-50. Here's the real thing. The real challenge for us, I think, is as parents now, you can't just, why did my lights just change to go all the different colors? What the heck?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Where's the remote?
Dude, Amazon's amazing, but also they literally will sell you.
Okay, was
anything.
That what, $11 or something?
It was $20, dude.
Oh, wow.
Too much. Dang. No, it's not too much. I think
drain.
We're good. So I think it's parents pressuring. I think it's also, you know, when you're pressured, you don't know, you don't make a good decision. And you're also
exactly.
younger, so you don't make a good decision. So both of these things combined, where are you at?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
100 grand in student loan debt and a degree that you don't use.
Okay, there you go.
You know what I mean?
I think anyone and everyone could do something a lot better if they had a degree they could use. It's just a simple fact that maybe more percentage of people don't know what degree to get.
Mm-hmm. That's a good theory.
Right?
I mean, that's a good part. I think that's a part of it.
Right.
I also think the tuition, cost has gone up because of government guaranteed student loans. Government guarantees a student loan, and they're like, oh, wow, the government's going to back this loan that I'm going to give this student, this 18-year-old. Sign the dotted line for, you know, 10 grand a semester. You know, half of it will, 60% will go to pay your tuition, 800 bucks for your books, and the rest is going to go to you, Mr. Responsible 18-year-old, and you're going to make the, you're going to use that for living expenses, your rent or whatever else. And if that person has a job, they got a pretty cushy lifestyle, but they're going to have a lot of debt to pay back, and that's where they get you. And that's why colleges and universities are raising their costs year after year, because it's a guaranteed loan, and it's just going to keep flowing in. The tuition. So.
I'm trying to think of a way that this would be, you know, solved. I don't think there is a way. It's the same quarrel I have.
Stop
with
giving student loans to 18-year-olds.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
That's it, right? That's
no more student loans.
Stop it. Okay.
Make them
stop it.
Make them less easy to get, and much easier to pay back.
Shut it down. Also, like,
and stop encouraging people
cut that out or something like that.
Yeah. Stop encouraging people that aren't college people to go to college. You know what I mean?
No, and so there's other countries that do, like, you know, you're going to go to this field no matter what, right? And you're chosen or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That, I don't think that works.
I've heard in Italy you choose your profession at, like, 13, and then you, like, go off in that direction.
Really?
Pretty young, yeah. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was 13.
I actually knew what I wanted to do. Probably about 14 or 15. You know, working on cars, right? But
I had the idea probably when I was 17. So
I didn't know 14 or 15 that I was going to be the guy that wanted to just keep doing stuff, you know? So, but college was not for me at all, you know? No way.
College was a weird experience for me.
And it just depends.
I was in a very in-between place. Like, I fit in and I didn't fit in.
Right.
And I was learning and enjoyed it and wasn't learning and didn't enjoy it in some classes. So it was a very weird time.
What if we just educate on, like, I'm going to say something really hippie. Educate on finding yourself. But no, I mean,
that's
like,
a good
educate
self-discovery
on, like, figuring out how the heck you are, what do you want to do in life, you know?
That's really important. And I feel like a lot of young people don't do that because there's so many distractions. For me, the reason I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do and I was pressured into doing something that I didn't necessarily need or use was I was very busy growing up. I always had stuff to do, and it was supposed to, you know, quote unquote, keep me out of trouble. And
what?
You know, it was yeah,
it?
Right? No.
Did it?
No, not even a little bit. So there was you know, soccer and swimming and cross country and all these different extracurricular activities. But in the end, it was like,
there we go.
Didn't really help me figure out what I wanted to do for a living or for a career or profession.
Okay,
that makes sense. But I've always worked on cars as a hobby, and it was just like, you know.
So,
like, this would be a great profession.
Check this out. So I just got my job.
That's what happened.
As an advisor, right?
Yeah.
Cool. The general manager of this dealership, he makes probably $700 or so a year.
Uh-huh.
$700,000 a year. Let that sink in. For a car dealership. And he asked me, he didn't ask me, like, where'd you go to college or any of that crap, right? It was like my little pre-interview. I've already worked there as a tech. I get that. I'm already an employee. I'm an internal guy. Maybe it's not as an intensive a process.
Right.
But, like, I know Lockheed, just because a friend of mine just did their little process. She already works there. She wanted to get a different job.
Right.
In a different department. They still went through the same process. It was here's two interviews. You know, we have a phone call. Then we have a Skype. Then we have a in-person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was the last interview wasn't as long as it could have been because she already worked there. But for the most part, it was the same.
Right.
Dealerships, maybe it's not so the same. It's kind of like this quick thing. All he asked me, the only question he had for me, this is Michael, he said, did you play any sports in high school? I was like, I mean, yeah, I played soccer, and I was like, and I'm an up front guy, so I was like, and I was like mediocre at it. Seriously, I was mediocre
at
it.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
And he was like, okay, how long did you play? I'm like, 3 years. I was also in band. I was just telling things. Like, I was the nerd that played band. I was in band, you know, playing baritone, doing that thing. I was like, but hey, let me tell you something. We had a big band, okay? Marching band was huge in Lindale, all right?
Yeah, same with Alito. It was real big.
You know, military marching band. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you had the military marching band?
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
It was cool.
Cool to watch, not to be in.
Mr. Moore, shout out, knew how to throw an awesome freaking set together for, like, marching.
Okay.
Awesome guy. But it didn't, like, I don't know. It wasn't...
It's marching
band. I think he
was
trying to ask me, like, did you have character building experiences or something?
Like social
Turns
building.
Turns out, no. He just wanted to see if I was coachable. And it's like, yeah.
That's a good question.
Obviously, it's a good question.
Yeah.
And obviously, it makes sense. But you could almost ask literally anybody that question and be done with it. So is
just
college
ask them, are you
necessary,
coachable?
Right? Like, yeah. That's what I'm getting at. It's like, hold on a second. And I think that if someone has a drive to do something, regardless of a degree, mm-hmm. I want to be that living, breathing example that it's possible. I just want to be that guy. That'd be amazing. I've been a tech. I got a BMW dealership, got a job there without even working that much at an independent shop, had almost zero experience with cars, and you're supposed to have experience. Went to mm-hmm. BMW, they sent me to training, they paid for it, didn't have to pay a dime, still getting paid for work. Then I'm at an advisor. Next, I might, you know, have this production company just blow up. That'd be amazing. Probably not. We'll see.
Subscribe.
It'll take a while. Yeah. Need help from you guys. End goal, obviously, being, you know, honestly, like a super philanthropist. That's actually the end goal. But
I mean, that's like the most noble end goal you can have. You know, it's not like you want to become rich or famous. You want to become powerful so you can help other people.
Let me tell you something. I do also want to be. I mean, the thing is that these things go together to me.
Well, yeah.
It should go together.
Yeah.
The rich and famous should also be rich in philanthropy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, like the robber barons back in the day, how they first had a competition, like Carnegie and Rockefeller had like a competition to see who could accumulate the most wealth.
Right.
Like once you get past like 100 grand a year back then, it was like any more is just like you can't spend it fast enough.
Yeah, who cares?
So they were just like, well, who can accumulate the most wealth? And then after they turned like, I don't know, 60 or something, they were like, oh, well, this is kind of a silly game and really selfish. Let's see who can be the biggest philanthropist and who can give it all away the most.
And I see that the most, right? Bill Gates, old guy, gets out of Microsoft. Now he's a philanthropist, right? Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos is getting pretty old. He's done some things here and there.
He just got a new wife. I don't think he's going to get into philanthropy anytime soon.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Wow, that's good.
I'm not,
good.
Like,
good
I'm not trying
that's
to judge him, but...
He's got a new wife?
No, I don't know about wife, but his girlfriend. He just divorced his wife.
What?
You knew that, right?
No, I don't keep up with, like, that news. I keep up with that business side of things, you know?
That's part of his business. I mean, he lost significant shares of Amazon, like $30 billion.
Himself, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about him personally. I care about his business alone.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, well...
That's what I'm getting
His
at.
Shares moved over
okay,
to his
whatever. Yeah,
ex-wife.
Someone else.
So.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know 30, that.
$30 billion?
What is that, entertainment news? What is it called?
E-News?
E-News?
Or,
what?
What's that? TMZ.
This just then on TMZ.
TMZ, dude. Oh.
Jeff Bezos has a new girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Whatever. Good for him.
Anyway, cool. Back to the conversation. So, it seems like these people get a little bit older, and then they're like, wow, I realize now that I'm a selfish douche, you know?
Or my name would be a lot more significant if it wasn't just on my business, if it was
leaving
also
legacy,
on
dude.
Libraries
and
leaving
that's me,
a legacy.
Dude. I want to leave a legacy.
Carnegie had a library that I went to in Bryan.
Yeah.
When I lived in Bryan College Station, or I actually lived in Bryan, and I went to a public library that was a Carnegie library. It was a white, beautiful, amazing, like beautiful white stone library. That will literally has been there for almost 100 years and will be
Holy
there for
crap.
Another 100 years.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it said Carnegie Public Library right
on
top. Really cool.
Yeah, I was told once that I had a famous name. And I was like, I like that. You know, Sky Day, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what?
Like Robin Penny. Williams.
It's weird, right? And
like,
I was
that's
like,
a famous name.
That's
like,
weird.
You know, or
Never
Jack Black.
Never heard that.
Yeah.
Really weird. And it just kind of sparked some interest. But now, that's my goal, right? Leave a legacy, not just some freaking... And you know what's so cheesy and just weird? You know how every graduating class in high school, why am I talking about high school? I'm sorry.
We're talking about college. Significant.
So, cheesy thing in college, in high school, the senior year, you know the senior years, they have this thing where they have like a saying for every year. Like for your class, you have a saying. Did you do that?
We had a class song and it was Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
What?
And I was like, okay. That song came out like 30 years ago. Can we get original, please? No.
Yeah, okay.
No, long answer.
You didn't have that. We had a saying. You know what the saying was? Leave a legacy. And that's what's funny. It's because, like, obviously, sticking a senior in high school, and it was like, I rarely show up to class. So why would I, you know, what the heck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I totally agree with the words. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just seems like that thing where you have the cheesy, what do you call it, conference thing in the auditorium, and they're like, you know,
oh, like a pep rally,
a legacy, and yeah, and you know, this is 2012, the year of excellence, and you know what I mean, go crazy, and yeah, I graduated in 2012, but anyway, and I'm like, I'm back here, like, cheesy AF, bro, you know,
yeah,
and it's just like, what are you doing?
Sure.
Don't do drugs. Say no. Okay, cool. And we get to, obviously, I've said no. That's not the point. Just in case my mom watches this or something, she's like, what the heck? You know? And here I am again. And I'm thinking, you know, I want to leave a legacy.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that's what it's about.
It doesn't take college to leave a legacy.
Yeah, Bill
if
Gates.
If you want to be the guy, boom. If you want to be that guy and you are trying to get famous or something, I don't think going to college is going to help that out. Necessarily. But it will give you education and the knowledge. Really, just scratch the education part of it. It will give you the knowledge. It'll give you education, but education turns into knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said scratch the education part. Not that it doesn't give you education.
Yeah.
What is the difference? What is the difference in education and knowledge?
I'm about to lay it on you three words. Four words. Education retained is knowledge.
Boom. Okay, good. So education retained is knowledge.
Yeah.
Cool. So you get the knowledge from it, and it's good. It's amazing. But, I mean, it just depends on what you try to do with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with that knowledge? And right now, we're spreading that knowledge.
What are you going to do with your time?
We're spreading that knowledge to the people that are watching this podcast, and I'm trying my hardest to get that out there. I don't know politics that well, and this is supposed to be a cultural podcast that touches on subjects that are current.
Right.
And that includes politics.
Absolutely. I think politics is important because right now, it's one of the most divisive things in our society. So we have to talk about it. We have to get over it.
All right, guys, it's been real. It's been fun. It has been real fun. We talked a little bit about college, a little bit about politics. We talked a little bit about a lot of things.
I'm
going to
force politics into every podcast if I can. I'm just kidding. I won't.
We got some of the basis points there about college and how expensive it was. Mm-hmm. $9,300 or $9,400 to $23,000 now. And then we talked about Texas. Texas now is like $10,000 average.
Yeah,
compared
like
to
like $3,500 less than the national.
He paid $8,400 for his college at A&M University
like that.
A year. That's amazing. So let's say it's $40,000.
It's a great school,
right? But now we talk about student loans probably should not happen, and you need to know what degree you want ahead of time, and it's hard for that when you have the pressure.
Privatized student loans.
There you go. There's your TLDR, and this has been Unpopular Opinion. It might change names. Not sure yet. I'm sorry, guys. It's just. It's something that happens, you know. We've got to think about it. We'll talk about it. We may not. Who knows? We'll just
consult.
Stick with it and just say,
you know what?
That could be our
weekly vote. Why don't you vote on whether or not?
Do you guys like the name or do you not like the name? Please, for or against, and we will mention you in our next podcast.
And if you have a name you'd want to suggest, lay it on us.
Please suggest a
name. Might as well.
Yeah, screw the other freaking vote. Just lay us on some good names. Lay some good names on us. There we go. That's better. Lay us
lay
on
names
some.
On us good.
That's an education, dude. I just didn't go to college.
That's what it
All
is.
All right,
dude.
Guys. So, stay toasty.
Stay toasty, friends.
Toasty.